I'm Carmen.
And I'm Joanna.
And we want to introduce you to our podcast, Live, Laugh, Murder. On our podcast, I, Carmen, tell my co-host, Joanna, say hey.
Hey, girl.
I tell her a story, and it is not always true crime. We are true crime with a twist.
With a twist, like a twist. Got it.
The twist here is that sometimes the stories I tell Joanna are true crime, and sometimes they are the plot of a creepy movie. So listen in and join us as we tease Joanna to see if she can figure out which is which, because she is not the creepy movie buff or the true crime enthusiast.
Nope.
And can you figure it out as well?
Yeah.
So that's us. Join us, Live, Laugh, Murder podcast, and we love you.
You won't be disappointed.
You won't be disappointed.
Hey, Paige.
Hey, Sam.
What you doing?
Eating pudding.
That is not what I expected you to say.
You just say, where'd you get it?
Where'd you get it?
A cow dropped it.
Why would you put that in your mouth?
I thought it's a cow pie.
Oh, my God. I can't now. So other than eating some lovely, warm, tasty pudding, what you doing?
Making a podcast.
And what's that podcast name?
M-Cubed.
Murder, Mystery, and Mayhem.
Motherfucker.
A little snippet you heard at the beginning of the episode is from our friends at Live, Laugh, Murder. If you can't tell, I really fucking love them. Listening to the story every time that they release an episode is really fun to try to figure out whether it's true crime or if it's something that was made up. And Carmen does a great job at making me second guess myself.
Yeah.
She's gotten me a few times, actually.
Because it sounds, I mean, some of them sound like it could be real.
It's terrifying.
Yeah.
But I think that Joanne's only gotten tripped up twice. I think the count was two today when I listened to it.
I don't remember.
I don't know. I think it's two. I may be wrong. Whatever. Anyway.
Just tell her if she's wrong, Joanna.
Call me out. but yeah, she's gotten me a couple of times. But it's easy to do so because I don't watch TV or movies that frequently anymore. So it's just like, there's no telling. Unless it's a book or I can throw in headphones, it, no.
Right.
My children have taken over my entire life.
Damn them kids.
Damn it! Due to the fucking weather being an asshole the last few days, we are gonna have a dumbassery episode rather than a serious one, because the turnaround on this one has to be kind of quick. Like, we're doing this Wednesday, we're releasing tomorrow. Woohoo!
So it's gonna be short and sweet and funny.
Try. I don't know, we'll see. I don't know. Yeah. So, I got on Podbean earlier today, and I was like, I'm just gonna see what the statistics are again, because I'm very numbers-driven, apparently. Guess how many countries we're in.
I don't know.
Just date. Oh.
26.
No.
Oh, you not. Said countries, not
countries,
states.
Countries, yeah.
Gummer. Listen, it's been a long day.
It's been a long week for you.
Yes, it has. I'm very tired. 7?
No. Higher.
10.
Higher.
Really?
Yeah.
13?
18.
Whoop, whoop.
I was like, what the fuck? So guess how many states we're in?
Well, I said 26 earlier.
It's higher.
30?
Yeah.
Yeah.
31 if you're including Washington, D.C. as its own little fucking island there. I realize it's not an island, but it counts it as separate from other states. Anyway, so,
ha-ha! Yay! And I think we have over 700 downloads.
749 when I checked last. So that's really fucking exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Yay! Anything new?
Johnny Depp.
Yeah, yeah.
Won his case. What up?
Yes, he did. We didn't celebrate with a mega pint. We need to.
Yeah, mega pints all around, people. He posted something on Instagram saying thank you and blah, blah, blah. And it's the most liked post on Instagram.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's got millions of likes.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a shit ton of people watching this.
Yeah.
From all over the world.
Mm-hmm. Apparently now Brad Pitt is taking Angelina to trial, too.
Really? Why?
They owned a house together in France, and she sold her share to an investor without him knowing, which, like, breaks their contract, I guess.
Oh.
So, he's, like, demanding a jury trial.
Little shit.
But I think she accused him of abusing the oldest son, Maddox, maybe?
I don't know any of their names, I'm not gonna lie.
Which I could be wrong about that, but I think so. And that's why they... That's why the divorce happened, maybe.
Gotcha.
Or some shit. I'm not sure. But anyways, I'm still team Jennifer Aniston, so.
You're so funny.
My heart was broken when that happened.
Really?
Yes.
Why did you get so invested?
In Jennifer and Brad?
Yeah.
I love them. Friends was like my favorite show growing up.
It
was
my mom's. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah, it was my mom's. And that of course, sense. My mom made me watch it. And mm-hmm. I loved it. So, and now I've passed that on to my child.
Yes, you have.
Mm-hmm. She also loves Friends. But yeah, so it, and when he's in the episode, mm-hmm. when Brad Pitt's in the episode with Jennifer, it is so funny. Because they're in a I Hate Rachel Green.
Oh, yeah. Club.
Yeah. Love it.
I remember seeing a little snippet of it. That's fun. Mm-hmm. But anyways, I don't think yeah. I've ever watched a full episode of Friends.
I mean, fair. It's not for everybody. It's not for everybody.
I mean, I'm not saying it's terrible. I'm just like, I don't think I've ever actually sat down to watch it.
Yeah. I love it. It's the best.
Maybe one day.
Mm-hmm. That and The Office and New Girl. God, I love New Girl.
No, The Office, absolutely. 1,000%. I started New Girl and then I stopped.
You would love New Girl. I'm sorry. It is so good. Yes.
Okay. I will find it.
It is it. So good.
Anything else new?
I think so.
One of the cases that we'll be doing in a couple of weeks, I think we've decided not next week, but the week after it'll be released, if all goes to plan. We have shared the change.org petition on all of our socials multiple times. If you haven't already looked at it, you definitely should. This is one of those cases where I can say that saying that her death was not investigated enough is an understatement.
Yeah. No shit.
So, her name is, or was, Katrina Mowry, and she died in Dallas, Texas, and I'm not going to give everything away, but the main part here is she was found completely nude, wrapped in a blanket, in a trunk, and initially they said it was suicide.
And it most definitely was not.
And it most definitely was not.
I mean, I know ghosts do some ghosty shit, but wrapping themselves in a sheet and putting themselves in a trunk is not one of them.
Yeah. And then law enforcement made her family believe for decades that she was on some illegal substances.
And she wasn't.
And she wasn't.
Bullshit.
It's complete shit. Anyway, go on there, and I'll put the link in our description for this episode. But go in there and look over it if you want to. Katrina's niece, who was named after her, contacted us, and she has gotten several podcasts out there to cover this. And you should definitely go give them a listen, and hopefully that'll persuade you a little bit to sign the petition. Hopefully to be able to open up the case for Texas to actually investigate in some way, whatever they can do now, even though it's been like 30 years. Anyway, go sign the petition if you want.
Please.
Katrina needs justice and her family needs some type of closure, because this is one of those cases that I just get angrier as I go. So I'm just going to leave it at that and then we'll move on to our dumbassery. But
I've got a milk carton chronicle.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me...
I mean, not yeah, yeah as in a happy thing, but like, yeah, we're switching gears.
Nice segue. So this Milk Carton Chronicle is about Jennifer Lynn Wyant. She has been missing since June 28th, 1980. So this will be, what, almost 42 years?
42 years.
I'll be 42 years and on the 28th. She's missing from Nashville, Tennessee. She was 21 years old when she went missing. She was born in 1958. So she would be
60.
She's 63 right now, right?
Yeah.
In December. Her birthday's in December, she'd be 64.
Yeah.
At the time of her disappearance, she weighed 125 pounds and she was 5'3". So she's little.
She's little.
Her's your size.
I'm 5 foot flat.
You know that, right? Oh, she's taller than you.
I tried to claim half an inch and I was like, nah.
She's Caucasian female, brown hair, brown eyes. Wyatt was last seen inside her residence at Tanglewood Apartments, which are now called the Whispering Oaks. In the 200 block of Tanglewood Court in Nashville, Tennessee on June 28, 1980. She disappeared after leaving a softball team party alone and has never been heard from again. Her apartment was left undisturbed and her car was located in the complex parking lot, but there was no sign of her at the scene. Neighbors reported that they heard screaming, and when they looked out their windows, they saw four individuals forcing a woman into a dark-colored four-door sedan and driving away. They literally saw her being kidnapped. The witnesses told the apartment security guard about what they saw and heard, but the guard did not inform the police at the time.
Why not?
I mean, I have no idea.
I'll keep that thought to myself.
Investigators believe the woman the witnesses saw was Wyatt. Shit. On December 11th, 1980, Wyatt's Tennessee driver's license was found on Blue Lake Road, which is now called Blue Lake Lane, in Rutherford County, Tennessee. So in Murfreesboro area.
Yeah.
This was close to Percy Priest Lake, 15 and a half miles east of Wyatt's residence, and 3 miles northwest of Laverne, Tennessee. A housing complex was under development in that area at the time.
Holy crap.
Police brought dogs to search the nearby woods, but no trace of Wyatt was located. According to her loved ones, Wyatt's life was going well at the time of her disappearance. She had bought a nice car that she took good care of and was working at a bakery while going to school at night. Foul play is suspected, of course. Which, if anybody has any information about Jennifer Wyatt's disappearance, I know it's been a while. But if anybody, you know, knows anything, has any kind of, idea, information.
That's fucking terrible.
You can call the Metro Nashville Police Department at 615-862-7557 or 615-862-7546. The security guard.
Did they check him out? I need to know. Did they look into him a little bit more? Because
this is one that I thought about doing more research on, but I kind of wanted to go ahead and get this out there too.
Yeah.
Because it's a crazy story and it's coming up on 22 years.
Yeah.
So I used to live in that area. I remember all that. I don't remember it happening because I wasn't born during this time. However, I know that area and it is really fucking shady.
Yeah.
And if I went over all the bodies that have been found in Percy Priest, we'd probably have a never ending podcast because there's a lot.
Well, if we ever run out of ideas,
we can just look.
Percy Priest. Yeah. Or hell, even the lakes around here.
But for the witnesses to tell the security guard, and the security guard not even say anything to the police, they could have been searching for that sedan.
Yeah. That just seems like one of those no-brainers. Even if I would have contacted the security guard, I also probably would have called law enforcement and been like, hey, listen, this is what I saw, this is who I reported it to, something needs to be done.
And Tanglewood Apartments, I don't think that it was, a sketchy place.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know back in the 80s if it was sketchy or not.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Nashville, whenever my grandparents lived in Nashville, it wasn't sketchy or anything like that. It was nice, actually. Yeah. It wasn't bad. But they lived in Antioch. And Antioch is known to be rough now. Mm-hmm. I mean, then it wasn't. So I don't see Tanglewood at that time being a place where people wouldn't want to tell the police what happened. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes that's the case. Like, they're afraid to tell the cops anything because they don't want to be questioned more and then them getting, you know, in trouble because they might have something on them. I don't see that being the case at those apartments, if that makes sense.
It does. That's fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. I don't like it.
I don't like it either. Yeah, when I read that part, it, and Jennifer's mom, I'm pretty sure has since passed. So she, I mean, she's with her now.
Yeah.
But she didn't, she never knew what happened. It's just sad.
That's terrifying. It is. Itself. I need you to know. I know this is a complete change of subject. So.
Oh, God.
Squirrel. We went camping, right? And so, like, we had this, we ended up getting this big-ass tent, because there's six of us.
I love how you went camping after the story that you just did.
Yeah, but we're not in Russia. It's fine.
Did you smell buttered popcorn?
I did not.
Well, that's good. No bear cats.
No bear cats. It was frustrating as shit. It was hot as fuck. And then we had to go down this little slope to get to the little campsite. It was a nice little area. Anyway, so, and we've got this big ass tent that holds the six of us and probably could hold another family because, I don't know, like, it depends on how you situate everybody. Anyway, so, everything's good. Everything's great. We go to bed. And I'm laying there, and every little sound, I'm like, what the fuck was that? Who's out there? And we went with my sister-in-law and her friend and her kid. And so I was like, well, maybe it's just them. But then I had this little voice in the back of my head going,
Wendigo.
No.
Yeti.
No, some terrible shit. We don't talk about children cases on this pod most of the time. I do slip them in every once in a while, just... And Paige gets pissed off at me. But the Oklahoma Girl Scouts.
Oh my God.
What popped in my head
the entire time. I literally listened to that. I listened to an episode of that.
Don't.
Right before my daughter went to camp. And I was like, what the fuck was I thinking? So now I'm like freaking out. Every time I think about it, I go back and think about it. I'm like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
Please God, make sure she's okay. Because yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I literally just listened to that episode. Yeah. Fuck that.
Fuck that.
He, oh.
Well, that has some sort of resolution to it decades later.
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of.
Because they can't really say for sure that it was his specimen because they tested it so many times that there's not even.
Well, there's that, but there was a trial. He was on trial.
Yeah.
And he was acquitted, so they couldn't charge him again, even if they wanted him to.
True.
But his...
He died.
His DNA was there.
He did.
Good. But anyway, sorry.
He should have...
I realize I kind of went, phew, but that's... I needed to share that because I apparently can't do normal things ever and think, oh, this is a great time. Oh, listen to those crickets. No, I hear a little crunchy leaf. I'm like, fuck, what's going on?
Oh, yeah. I got
also, random little thing. So, I had bought bread and sandwich stuff and everything, and we were going to have sandwiches for lunch the second day. That was fine. Everybody was out of the lake swimming, and I went back to the campsite to get the sandwich meat and everything and take it back.
Mm-hmm.
Something or someone took off with the motherfucking bread.
That's funny.
I was so fucking pissed.
Did you take a potato sack?
No.
So you can go snipe hunting.
No, I didn't take a potato snack.
It was the snipe that took the bread.
It probably was. But it was a whole ass loaf. And Brian's like, well, maybe it was a squirrel. I was like, it was a whole ass loaf. Maybe it was a possum or raccoon or something. I was like,
it's probably a raccoon, trash panda.
Probably. But I was like, why the motherfucking bread? There were bear cat. Fucking marshmallows and chocolate and all of the things for s'mores just out there. And they took the bread. I was angry.
It was, what's his face? Yogi Bear.
Hey, boo-boo.
Hey, boo-boo.
Yeah, that's my randomness.
Though as long as it wasn't a bear cat.
No, there was no buttered popcorn smells.
No serial killers. You're good.
Because this is going to have to be such a quick turnaround, this is going to be one of those complete dumbassery episodes.
Stories.
Where we're just going to find, we found some of the dumbest things that criminals have done And we tell you about that.
I have behaved myself this time.
She shouldn't have. The last time was fucking hilarious.
Y'all be very proud of me. I have behaved myself this time.
Stop that. Stop censoring yourself, Paige. Nobody wants you to do that. Nobody.
Sure they do.
No. Nobody wants you.
You can be the dirty one this time, Sam.
There's no dirtiness in mine. I can't seem to find the ones that was like that, though. I can't. I don't know what the fuck you searched, but I could not. But anyway, so neither one of us know what the other one is going to say.
Just don't search my Google history.
But we've already discussed this. You're giving me all of your your codes so I can get into your phone and erase the history. Anywho.
Just throw the laptop in the ocean. What phone? She didn't have a phone.
Do you want to go first?
You can go first.
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
Why?
Age before beauty.
You fucker.
No, my boss told me I was fat today.
What? Do I need to go kick his ass?
Yes, let's do it.
I'm serious.
No, he was... I went to go eat with your mom, you know. We went to Boobies, and we... It's, like, you know, close, because it's on the square where I work. And I was like, should I walk or should I drive? Because I'm still kind of sick, so when I get overheated, I, like, cough a lot. And he was like, Paige, you need to walk. And I was like, how dare you? And he was like, that's not what I meant. I was like, what did you mean? He was like, stop being lazy. I was like, I'm sick. And we were just having like a fight in the middle of the bank.
Listen, I would have taken it that way too. And I kind of want to go in there and kick him in the shins.
He was like, Paige, that is not what I meant. And he was like, you are nowhere near fat, blah, blah, blah. I was just telling you not to be lazy. I was like, it's the same thing. And he was like, do you really think I'm that stupid? I was like, apparently. You stay on.
I swear to God, if we lose. Anyway, okay, so we're going to go before our electricity goes out. Because the weather's motherfucking crazy. All right, so I've got a few short ones, and I've got some big ones, and we'll I'll start with a short
one. Big ones.
Big ones. Everybody loves them. Anyway.
I know said, right? I do.
And you said you were going to behave yourself.
I will behave.
All right. So one. There is a 32-year-old man named Andrew. I'm not going to say his last name. You could probably find it. Doesn't matter. Anyway, he's from Norfolk. He was arrested for armed robbery in 2015. I realize that sounds kind of meh based on like our dumbassery episodes. But just wait.
Just wait.
There's more. Anyway, so he decided he was going to rob a Tesco in the King's Lynn area of Norfolk with a knife. He was caught only 15 minutes later. Do you want to know why?
Why?
Because he helped the police officers out so much by posting a picture of the fucking knife on Facebook. Says that he's doing Tesco, and then he fucking robs the place with that knife. People see him, they report it to law enforcement officers, and then they find him at a pub nearby.
Why are people so dumb?
So he robs this place at knife point, right? He steals a older couple's car. They were just there for the ATM. Like, they weren't there for shopping or anything. Like, they just needed to get cash out. He takes their fucking car, goes to a pub nearby. That's where law enforcement officers find him. He eventually pled guilty and was given some sentence to serve. I couldn't find it because it's been quite a while before since he's done that. But anyway, after that sentence is served, he has to serve, like, 4 years on probation or whatever the equivalent is over there. But I was just dying because there was a little snippet from the officer that was like, he helped us out. I was like, could you imagine just going through somebody's Facebook that you just arrested and be like, oh look, there's a knife. Oh, and he says he's gonna do this. Like the easiest fucking case there ever was.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah. That's it.
People are... Was he on drugs?
It did not say.
God, I hope so.
He at least just wanted some beer.
For this one, we're going to go down under.
Yeah?
You ready?
Maybe.
Okay. In 2012, in Australia, two Welshmen, Carrie and Roz, I think. R-H-Y-S. Roz?
Sure.
Riz? Whatever. I don't know. They got completely blitzed. Super fucking drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And talked a native Aussie into helping them break into SeaWorld.
Ooh.
Yeah, fun. Not only did they break into SeaWorld, they swam with the dolphins.
Oh.
Set off a fire extinguisher in the shark enclosure and stole a motherfucking penguin.
That is so much.
But could you imagine if those first two were swapped? What if they set off
with the fucking shark?
Sharks? Yeah, they could have fucking died.
Are all the animals okay?
All the animals are okay. But they were so shammered. What if they would have found themselves in the damn shark enclosure instead of the dolphin enclosure?
This would be a very different story.
Yeah, it would be. That's exactly what I put. Exactly.
Great minds.
Mm-hmm. It says, I'd be telling a completely different story. That's what it says. That's funny. Okay. So they woke up super hungover.
Sounds right.
With Dirk the Penguin. Yes, his name was Dirk. They try to take care of Dirk.
Could you imagine just waking up and finding a fucking penguin in your house?
It reminds me of Hangover.
That's what I was thinking too.
How they have the fucking tiger. They have the god dang penguin. How well do you think taking care of Dirk went?
Very poorly.
Yes. They stuck him in the shower.
Oh, God.
That didn't work. They tried to feed him.
What did they try to feed him?
I don't fucking know. I guess tuna. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what they tried to feed him. But it wasn't working out for them. So instead of taking Dirk back, where do you think they took him?
I have no fucking clue.
They dumped him to the fucking canal.
Are you fucking serious? And
yes, I'm serious. Poor Dirk was dumped into the canal.
The poor baby.
I know. He was just trying to hang out. It reminds me of like Madagascar penguins too. Yep. He was probably just trying to escape and these dumbasses. Anyways, I don't know.
Wow.
But apparently, you know, a lot of people saw them dump a fucking penguin into the canal. Mm-hmm. So they called and they was like, hey, these two fuckheads just dumped a penguin into the canal. Like, and so the police picked him up, obviously. And Dirk did end up back with his mate, Peaches.
Aww.
Yes, Dirk and Peaches are back together.
I love love.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the other two, they did get in trouble and they wrote, like, a big apology saying sorry to SeaWorld and sorry to everybody. And, I mean, they did say that it wasn't out of malice. I guess the judge decided, too, that it wasn't out of malice or anything like that. They're just fucking drunk. And I think they had to do community service and shit like that. And probably was on probation, but yeah. Stole a fucking penguin from SeaWorld.
So what I'm hearing is that if I get shmammered and go to SeaWorld and swim with the dolphins and steal a penguin, I can get off with just probation. Not probation, but just community service.
I mean, they might have gotten more. I didn't really look that much into it. But I know the judge did say that he knew it wasn't out of malice. In the United States, that would not go down like that.
No, you'd be in the fucking prison system for fucking ever.
I'd probably just feed you to the sharks. Save some money.
Yeah. That tracks.
Fucking stupid, right?
It's so funny though.
It is very funny. So yeah, see, I did good.
You did good. No butt stuff this time.
No butt stuff.
But wait, mine's going to be.
Well, I didn't tell you where they put the penguin. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, fuck.
Canal. I meant anal. Sorry.
Oh my god.
All right, your turn.
So we're doing two each, right?
Sure. I thought you were about to do this. I was like, whoa, Sam.
No, we're not doing that.
two yeah.
Each. Okay. See, this was my first one, then yours, then mine, and then yours. That's what that is. That is not... Anyway. So fucking squirrely.
You missed me.
I fucking did.
I know.
All right, so the next one. It's a Florida man.
Florida man.
And I will say, I stole this entire section from the Marion County Sheriff's Department Facebook because I could not have written it any better. Just know that. They labeled it crack money. And it says, to quote everyone's mom, don't put that in your mouth. You don't know where it's been.
Facts.
It's true. It says, in the early morning hours of Saturday, August 26, 2017, Deputy Batts conducted a traffic stop on a white Buick in the area of East Highway 40 and Baseline Road for speeding. Upon making contact with the driver, Patreon Stokes, Deputy Batts smelled the odor of marijuana. So he searched the vehicle and found approximately 197 grams of methamphetamine,
hot damn,
rock cocaine, and 4 grams of heroin. A scale was also located in the vehicle. Stokes also had a small amount of marijuana and a large amount of currency on his person. The defendant was arrested and taken to the Marion County Jail. When they arrived at the jail, the money Stokes had on his person appeared to be missing. So they, when they checked his pockets, apparently they didn't take it from him and like put it in a bag or whatever. They like left it in his pockets, I guess, for booking or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Stokes said that deputies had already collected it, but this was certainly not true. Detention deputies then noticed something quite unusual.
That's correct.
They observed a $20 bill falling from Stokes' buttocks area. After a necessary but undesirable process for everyone involved, MCSO detention deputies located $1,090
in his ass
in U.S. currency hidden in Stokes' rectum.
Hot damn! That's what you call a piggy bank. swipe that ATM. Cha-ching! I wonder if he clinched. Now my money.
The post goes on.
Oh God.
Judging from Stokes' mugshot, he looks pretty bummed about the whole situation.
Yeah, no shit.
But it had bummed in quotes. So it says, for all of our wonderful cashiers in Marion County, we apologize for giving you this terrible mental image today. If you choose to use gloves during your daily duties, we will understand.
Duties. Oh my God, why did he have so much money in his ass?
He wanted to keep it apparent.
Yeah.
Okay, so also worthy of mention, the post goes on, Stokes had a 7-month-old child in the front passenger seat of his vehicle while he was trafficking drugs. Stokes was also arrested and charged with... It's a long list, hold on a second. Smuggling contraband into a detention facility, trafficking methamphetamine, trafficking heroin, possession of cocaine with intent to sell, manufacture or delivery, possession of marijuana, and possession of drug equipment. I'm not entirely sure why child endangerment is not on that list.
Yeah.
That's my story.
That's your butt stuff.
That's my butt stuff.
That was good butt stuff. Hey, if I'm doing butt stuff, money is definitely a good butt stuff.
Is it?
Yeah. Mine's not as good. It's hard to follow up with that one.
It was funny.
It was funny. Here's one. It's not as funny as Sam's. Damn, that was a good one.
You got me last time. It's fine. Like, you outshone me in every way last time.
I'm going to have to step it up again next time.
Be prepared.
Hey, I thought that penguin one was pretty good.
Oh, that was a fantastic one.
I'm just going to have to look up butt stuff again.
Is that what it was? Butt stuff, criminal acts. Ew. No.
Don't look that up. I'm so sorry for your ears later. I laughed way too loud.
Butt stuff, criminal.
I'm just going to read off of this because it's pretty funny.
Okay.
Not as funny. I'm not going to say it's pretty funny. It's funny. Stupidest criminal has got to be Dennis, a 48-year-old man who tried to rob a bank in Pittsburgh. Dennis clearly didn't get the memo about needing a good disguise that can quickly blend into a crowd after the crime, as he chose a woman's blonde wig, fake breastises, and bright clown pants.
What?
Yeah. To go rob. Yeah.
It's so fucking chaotic.
Yeah. No shit. So fucking obvious. Even worse still, in his failed attempt to pretend to be a woman, he actually pretended to be a woman whenever he did this. He didn't take the time to shave his facial hair. As if the man wasn't noticeable enough, he drew even more attention to himself when he tried to steal a car from a nearby gas station, where the attendant then called the police, who apprehended Dennis just like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
What?
So he went looking like Dolly Parton.
In clown pants. Mm-hmm. And a beard.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's amazing. Mm-hmm.
There's no butt stuff.
There's no butt stuff.
Breastises.
Okay. Breastises. There were breastises.
There was breastises. No butt stuff.
How fucking stupid do you have to be, though?
I don't know. Blonde wig, big breastises, and clown pants.
Breastises. I do have one more small one if you'd like to do that one.
Go for it.
All right. A 21-year-old man had led police officers on a 35-mile chase. They tried to pull him over because he was driving recklessly. And so he went from southeast London to Kent, and he finally ran out of fucking gas. But before he ran out of gas, they had to employ the fucking helicopter to find, like, to follow everything.
Right.
So he runs out of gas. They finally get to his car. When the officers finally get to the car, they find a shit ton of pot. Like, just a ton of it. But that's not what cracked me up on this case. When they asked for his ID and, you know, other documents that they do whenever they pull you over.
Mm-hmm.
He whipped out a license that he got from Legoland in 2003 when he was a child.
Aww.
So apparently you get these little driver's mm-hmm. license from Legoland by passing their little driving course. So it's legit. Like, it's a driver's license. So he didn't actually have a driver's license or insurance.
Did I say how old is he?
He's 21.
Okay, he was 20. So he could have a driver's license.
He could have a driver's license.
And he does have a driver's license. No. Just in Legoland.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. He passed Legoland, so, like, obviously. So he didn't have an actual driver's license or insurance. He was arrested on suspicion of dangerous driving, failing to stop, possession of a Class B drug, driving with no insurance, and driving with no license.
Well, I wouldn't have stopped either. I just kept on going.
But he ran out of gas.
Well, he never drove before, so he didn't know.
35 miles.
He didn't know.
It would have been easier on him had he just stopped.
Hey, I learned this thing, though. I'm the world's worst at putting gas in my car. Like, yeah. I will fucking keep my car on empty for fucking ever. Because I live, like, 10 miles from my work.
I know you do.
Not even 10 miles.
Don't do that.
Oh, yeah. No. But it's good, because if I ever got carjacked, well.
That's true.
We wouldn't get far.
That's true.
And then you'd have to get out.
Yeah.
Stay safe. Don't put gas in your car. I saw that on, like, a TikTok. Bitch. Yeah. I saw that on, like, TikTok or some shit. I was like, see? See? I'm just trying to stay safe. You got a full tank. That bitch is going to take me down to fucking Mexico.
You don't fucking know. That's insane. Yeah, no. I never really thought about that before.
Yeah, no gas equals no ass. No. That's not what I meant. No gas, you ain't getting far with your ass.
No gas equals no ass. That's where it's there now. That is, that's a thing now.
No, what is it? If you want a ride, you're either paying with gas or ass.
I have no idea. Are
you? Ass, gas, or grass. That's what it was.
Mm, yep.
Mm-hmm. I can still count.
Okay,
believe.
But seriously, though. $1,900.
In your ass.
In your ass. So, obviously, there were smaller bills. I'm not going to say smaller, because, like, they saw a 20 coming out. So, there was that. But, like, how is this rolled or folded, or did he just, like,
Oh, no, you got to do the drug roll. Okay. Yeah. You roll it. You know how you roll it to snort? So even if it's in
20s, yeah.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, you got to do the drug roll. Like,
even if it's in 20s.
Purse pocket.
Prison pocket.
Oh, yeah, prison pocket. What did I say, purse pocket? I meant prison purse is what I meant.
Prison.
Purse pocket. Prison purse is what I meant.
Yeah.
Stick that bitch up in there.
But even if it's just like all 20s or even hundreds, like that is a lot.
Could you imagine?
Paper cuts. That's where my mind went.
Nah. Money's like, money's got like linen in it and shit like that. You wouldn't get paper cut. But could you imagine if he like was in the jail cell and he like got the runs or something and he just bent over and just made it rain?
Ew.
Money and shit.
Ew. Ew.
No, that would be fucking terrible to have to pull out of his ass, too.
Yeah, that would be really bad to have to pull out of his ass.
So, that's our dumbassery for the day. For our ending.
For everybody who stayed up until this point, I'm sorry. But thank you.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. Money and shit is beautiful.
Yes.
Butt stuff is beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
You're right. As long as it's consensual, all's well.
I don't think them reaching into his asshole to put out money was consensual. At all.
I'm sure they weren't wanting to do that either.
If I did that, I better have got to fucking keep it, that's for sure.
I wouldn't want anything to do with it. You just wash it. Ass.
You wash it. Put it in the washer.
I would want the equivalent added to my check. That is what I would want. That way I wouldn't have to touch it again.
Listen, money's money.
I guess
when you're poor,
spends the same, but that's nasty.
I work at a bank. I'm definitely telling the story.
Please do.
Tomorrow.
Tell me what their reactions are.
Oh, it's going to be great.
I started searching for random facts. It's either me or Paige. We find random shit and we want to talk about it at the end. So I went through my random facts and I somehow managed to get onto a Disney trivia thing. And so since Paige just went to Disney, I thought it was fitting.
If I get it wrong, though, we're going to cut it and I want to say the right answer, correct?
No.
Sam, damn it. What the fuck? I thought we were homies.
Listen, some of this shit is like, I didn't know.
I know, and you're going to make me answer.
But it was like, I feel like you would probably know a couple of these.
Oh, bullshit. Let's go.
Oh, bullshit. Let's go. Okay. So the first one.
Is it multiple choice?
No. Fuck. I mean, I can make it multiple choice. You just have to think about it for a second. Okay. Who was Walt Disney's favorite princess?
Snow White?
No.
It wasn't Snow White?
Nope.
His favorite. Sleeping Beauty?
No.
Why'd you hesitate?
Because I had to think about
what her name is. Yeah. Princess Aurora.
No, definitely not her.
Listen, Nana. Nana ran right into Princess Aurora, and she was like, "What'd she say?" She was like, "Oh, it's Belle," and I was like, "No, it's not." She was like, "It's Beauty." I was like, "It's Sleeping Beauty."
That's great.
Cinderella.
Cinderella is the answer.
Cinderella is his favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Because she cleans.
I have no idea. No clue. But that's real fucked up. So, second question. Which foot did Cinderella's glass slipper fall off of?
The left.
Yes.
Because she left it.
I love that was a pure guess.
Wait, it was not!
That was too.
No, she left it.
Okay. Third question. What is the human name for the girl in Monsters, Inc. that they call Boo?
Boo.
That's not her human name.
That is her human name.
It's her monster name.
She's not a monster. Exactly. She's a human.
Yeah.
And her name's Boo.
Nope. It's Mary.
Is it really?
Yeah. So, next one. Which Disney princess is the only one based on a real person? This is easy. You know this one. It's easy.
What do you mean it's easy? Merida.
Mm-mm. It's Pocahontas.
Oh, duh. I was thinking. Okay, yeah. And Heidi got to see Pocahontas.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That was the first princess she got to see.
All right, last one.
Duh, it's Pocahontas. I'm dumbass. Anyways.
What name does Princess Aurora go by to protect her identity?
Fuck, I don't know.
Briar Rose.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I knew that. Sam, it's Briar Rose. Now just cut all that part out and just add that.
No, bitch.
Damn it. Damn you.
I thought it was funny. So anyway, if you've made it this far, congratulations. Your standards are real low.
Right.
You should probably pick up that bar a little bit. But anyway, if you happen to enjoy our dumbassery for the day, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
You can also email us at m3truecrimepod@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Right? I love how that was a question mark. It was just, maybe.
Maybe.
You can find our Linktree website.
Yeah.
Yeah. On any of our social media and...
Socials. Case suggestions. We want them.
Case suggestions.
We need them.
Yeah, also.
Give it to us, baby.
Send us your spooky stories.
Yes.
We need a spooky story. Because, listen, in the next few weeks, I'm going to have like a 3 or 4-parter on a real shit ass fucking. I don't even know how to describe it other than it's made me miserable researching it. So, I'm going to need something to bring us down. A little bit.
Bring us down or bring us up?
Bring us away from that.
Yeah.
Bring us, yeah. What did Carmen call it? It's aftercare. Anyway, we need something fun to do. It's gonna be terrible. I apologize in advance. Because you know how I am. Something that should probably be one episode is probably gonna be 4. Nah, there's too many fucking people involved, so it's gonna have to be at least 3. Anyway, so, case suggestions.
Fun facts.
Yeah.
We need fun facts, too.
Anyway, so what else are we supposed to say at the end?
Guillotine that dick.
Well, there's that.
Butt stuff.
You're just...
I was told today that... I don't always talk that often, mm-hmm. but when I do, most of the time it's very profound. And I held back, but I literally just wanted to say penis. And I didn't do it.
It's you because mean, you were in a professional setting.
I was.
Mm-hmm. As often as we talk about dicks.
I mean, it hurt. I think I bit my tongue almost off. Trying to hold the penis in. I just wanted y'all to know that.
That's staying in.
That's what she said.
We should probably end this. Anyway.
Bye!
Bye!